This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Browns, who overcame injuries all season to earn a wildcard berth, will face the Houston Texans on Saturday. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the unlikely quarterback matchup of veteran Joe Flacco and rookie C.J. Stroud.
When Joe Flacco was drafted by the Baltimore Ravens, I believe C.J. Stroud was like 6 years old. And by the time Flacco last played in a playoff game, by the way, it's 2014, so it's quite a while ago, C.J. Stroud was in junior high. And the second thing you have is C.J. Stroud, of course, went to Ohio State. And finally, you know, who replaced Deshaun Watson at quarterback for Houston? It took a couple of years, but they went through several quarterbacks until they found C.J. Stroud. And no one, I'm telling you right now, would have expected when the Browns even opened the season that they'd end up in the playoffs with Joe Flacco, the old man, facing the kid quarterback, a rookie. The interesting thing will be, how will these two quarterbacks and their teams react to being in the playoffs?
Right. I mean, break that down. How will that factor into things?
It's the first go-around for Stroud and for most of the Houston players, because the previous 3 years before Stroud arrived, and they won either 3 games or 4 games. They're just a dismal franchise. Browns fans know the Browns did go to the playoffs in 2020, but they don't go there very often either. Now, Joe Flacco is really a unique quarterback right now in that he's thrown 13 touchdown passes in 5 games. That is a lot. But he's also thrown 8 interceptions in those 5 games. And sometimes you see Flacco, though, he's sort of unflappable. It's like, okay, I threw an interception and gave that up. Well, we get the ball back and I'll throw a touchdown pass this time. But the key will be there. If he has a good day, they're going to win. Meantime, you look at Stroud and you would think he is the guy that's the older veteran. This season, he's thrown 23 touchdown passes compared to only 5 interceptions.
This is going to be a really great matchup.
I think so. You go down to Houston, so it's going to be in the dome on artificial turf, which is going to put a premium on speed. When the Browns played Houston a couple of weeks ago on Christmas Eve, they just ran all over them. The big difference is that C.J. Stroud was out with a concussion in that game, and Houston also did not have several of their key defensive players.
Why is the game being played in Houston when the Browns have the better record? Why are they not hosting this game?
Because they wanted to reward teams who win their division with a home game. And that's how they've always done it. The division the Browns are in, the AFC North, all 4 teams had winning records. 3 of the teams are in the playoffs. It is the toughest division to win. So that rule works against them. And there are some of these other divisions where the teams are pretty weak. And they get to host the home game. That's the only reason. That's the rule. Joe Flacco would tell you, I'd love to play him on the lakefront in January with the wind blowing and it being cold, because Flacco played for all those years with the Baltimore Ravens. And in this division, with the AFC North is known as a bad weather division. And you have to be a tough quarterback to handle that, as opposed to being in the dome, which is, you know, temperature controlled. And the Browns, I believe, only lost 1 home game this year.
So especially if Browns receiver Amari Cooper is healthy, how do you like Joe Flacco's chances in this playoff game?
My guess is Cooper will play. He's, if you look at his career record, I think he's only missed like 8 games his entire career, and it's like a 9-year career. In terms of Flacco, these first round games, these wild card games, when he was with Baltimore, Flacco played in 5 of them and won them all. Almost every game he's played since coming to Cleveland has been sort of like a playoff game, meaning that they needed to finish strong just to get in the playoffs. And, you know, he delivered.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator, Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.